Avosa's contract includes a salary of $275,000 a year, up from $238,000. Avosa told WABE he's happy to be in Fulton for the next 3 years.
I'm absolutely dedicated to this community. I live in the community, have great faith in this community. I want to hold Fulton County up not only as the best school district in Georgia, but in the nation.
But finding a good fit isn't always easy. Clayton and DeKalb counties and the Atlanta Public Schools are all operating without permanent superintendents. So why is it hard to find a good match sometimes?
We've got to remember that this is an art, not a science.
Jim Puckett is a board development specialist with the Georgia School Boards Association, which conducts superintendent searches. He says bad hires happen in all industries, and there's always risk involved.
Basically, what occurs during the search process is that you interview candidates, you review their qualifications, you do reference checks, and then make the best decision that you possibly can upon the limited amount of information that you have.
Avosa's salary of $275,000 is pretty typical of what a Metro Atlanta superintendent is paid. And while that may seem high, Puckett says it's not a lot when compared to the private sector.
If you take a look at the top 10 businesses in a community, it's not unusual for corporate America to pay much higher salaries for people who are the same kind of quality individuals.
Ann Puckett says the job isn't easy. He says in many cases, a superintendent is running the largest business in his community. That includes managing employees and the budget and overseeing complicated systems such as food service and transportation. Martha Dalton, WABE News.